Hey, this is Xander from The Wizard and Willow. We sell fantasy art and LARP gear, and this is the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 607. Thank you. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster out of Atlanta, Georgia, and this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, please email the artist to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show, along with showtimes, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. I'm getting there. I'm so excited. I'm getting so much closer to having all the episodes done for like about a month, so I can have a nice relaxing vacation in Ireland, the Celtic invasion of Ireland. My family and I were also going to France and then back to Italy to visit my mom. So we've got a busy time coming up, but that doesn't mean I want to not hear from you, because I do. I want to hear all about you, what's happening. Drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And of course, if you're in a band and you want to submit music to the podcast, it's super easy to do. There's a very short permission form that allows me to play your music. It's at 4Celts.com, the number 4Celts.com. The Wizard and Willow introduced this show while I was at JordanCon. I'm hoping to get a whole bunch of intros while I'm in Ireland this year too, so stay tuned for that. But we kicked off the show with Cantrip. That was Jigs from their album Undark. Next up is Pochin. This is Mother and Child from their album One for the Road.
Let go, let go. and soft under your coat. We will tell our stories, love, and sing our songs out every note. One step and two, hold tight, let go. 20 and four, hold tight, let go. I'm nearly there, let go, let go. Sweet kiss will bring the rest. Your mouth on my mouth, wave on wave. We will meet the sea's loud roar. No better way to cheat the grave. One step and two, hold tight, let go. 20 and four, hold tight, let go. Let go, let go. Let go, let go. Let go, let go. there is hope once again. Carried on the wind that our land will be free from despair. For there's brave men and true, marching off in blue into battle, their songs fill the air. And I'm leaving in the morning light with those Massachusetts boys. Fare thee well, my own Acushnet River home. Fare thee well, my sweet Ellen Joyce. Now I had tears from my ma, blessing from my pa, and I know I must bid you adieu. Though it grieves me to part, this burning in my heart is the love that I carry for you. And I'm leaving in the morning light with those Massachusetts boys. Fare thee well, my own Acushnet River home. Fare thee well, my sweet Ellen Joyce. My soldiering days are all through. If the good Lord declared that I should be spared, I'll return to New Bedford and you. And I'm leaving in the morning light with those Massachusetts boys. Fare thee well, my own Acushnet River home. Fare thee well, my sweet. Massachusetts boys, fare thee well, my own Acushnet River home. Fare thee well, my sweet Ellen Joyce. Fare thee well, my own Acushnet River home. Fare thee well, my sweet Ellen Joyce.
After Pochine came Wolf Loescher and Mark Kenneth with Carrick Raid from Loescher and Kenneth, then Mad Maudlin with Think on Glasgow Set from Empty Chairs. Sweet Ellen Joyce was by Tullamore from their album Six Strings and Coffee Beans. Of course, we had Mark Clavey share a story about his whiskey tour in the last episode, and he is one of the singers of the band. Now, we have a limited edition Irish and Celtic Music Podcast shirt that is in our store for the next month only. It is a Celtic Pride Month shirt. Emphasis on Pride Month. It features a rainbow-colored Celtic knotwork with the podcast name in the middle. It's a bold way to share your love of the diversity of Celtic music and culture. And of course, if you didn't listen to our Pride Month episode back in 2000, show number 463, you might want to go listen to that to celebrate Pride Month, which is in June. You can share your support for the LGBTQ community and LGBTQ Celtic musicians. I chatted with Occam's Razor on that special show. And I do need to do another one of those in the future. If you're in a Celtic band and you have LGBTQ members, drop me a line. I'd love to highlight them maybe next year. We could start planning for next year. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening, including wherever you are traveling this summer. Doesn't have to be Ireland or Scotland. Yes, I will be sharing my own Ireland travel pictures in the days to come. Actually, probably even more than that since, again, we're going to France and Italy as well. So I'll be sharing pictures, let's just say. So email me at CelticPodcast@gmail.com. You can message me on Facebook or contact me through Mastodon at KeltFather. Now, today I have a whole bunch of pictures, speaking of which, from St. Patrick's Day. I have a lot of pictures and feedback still need to share. So I tried to put a lot more of pictures in it today. Jim LiveWire sent these St. Patrick's Day pictures. Solange Benoit emailed photos. Hi, Mark. Killrush was busy again over the weekend with three gigs, and boy, they did not disappoint. Here are some pictures. Thank you much for sharing those. Scott F. sent St. Patrick's Day pictures of Occam's Razor, who I mentioned a moment ago. Hey, Mark, I got a few Occam's Razor, but I was too busy running sound to get too many more. Thank you for sharing those, Scott. Raven Lunatic shared some photos of the Ancient Order of Hibernians and them on a parade. And finally, Gerald Gwynn emailed photos. Hi, Mark. Hope your holiday was a joyous one as well. I'm attaching a pic of the audience from our St. Patrick's show in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and one from the County Summer Irish Fest that we played during the St. Patrick's Day seasons. Funny songs. Well, from our Lager and Blood album, I think Irish Rover, Johnny Jump Up, The Devil That You Know, and of course, Old Dun Cow are all potential candidates. Thank you, Gerald. I'll see if I can get those on an upcoming funny music show in the future. All right, back to the music. Lauren Oxford is up next with Streetlight Birds. That is from her self-titled album.
Amber streetlight birds through the window made their whole manor fly away head, shrouding her, surrounding her, a halo. Strand as I stare, wondering just what I'd done to deserve her. As the sight snatched the breath from my lungs, and my heart through the tears saw a great golden blur, and it knew she's the one.
bites by name, Lindeneer, Lindeneer. Ye Jack bites by name, Lindeneer.
Ye Jack bites by name, your faults will proclaim. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear.
What is right and what is wrong? By the law, what is right and what is wrong? By the law, what is right and what is wrong? The weak arm or the strong? The short sword and the long, for to draw, the short sword and the long, for to draw.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I am unblame, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I am unblame, you shall hear.
What makes heroic strife? Fame to far, fame to far. What makes heroic strife? Fame to far. What makes heroic strife? To whet the assassin's knife and hunt parents' life with bloody war, and hunt parents' life with bloody war.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I am unblame, ye shall hear, ye shall hear. Your doctrines I am unblame, ye shall hear.
Let your schemes alone in the state, in the state, and let your schemes alone in the state. So let your schemes alone, throw the rising sun, and leave a man undone to his fate, to his fate, and leave a man undone to his fate.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer.
Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear. Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer, Lindeneer. Ye Jacobites by name, Lindeneer. Ye Jacobites by name, your faults I will proclaim. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear, you shall hear. Your doctrines I'm unblame, you shall hear.
asleep inside the cannon's mouth. The captain cries, here comes the rout. They'll seek to find
And Willie O, the glass tongue was his name. And on the winter nights, when the king sat at board, young Willie played to please both night and day. Willie he sang high, and Willie he sang low, his tongue it was as smooth as any glass. If the ladies of that hall had been birds all on the tree, they'd have perched upon his arm as he walked past. Willie's milk-white fingers plucked the harp string soft and sweet, and nimbly did they coax that tender sound. If the ladies of that hall had been hares all on the heath, they'd have crept upon his lap as he sat down. It fell upon an evening when the king's new bride sat down, and blood-red wine had touched her tender lip. She took off the ring of gold and passed it down the board, and on to Willie's finger it did slip. The king was sitting by, and his new bride's reckless gift to the handsome harper grieved his old heart sore. His hand slipped from the cup and fell down to his sword, and he vowed that Willie he should sing no more. Set down your noiseful harp and stand before your king. Stand silent, for my judgment you shall hear. Set down your noiseful harp, for my sword it now would speak, for the spell that you have cast upon my dear. But it is no spell, my lord, have I cast upon your dear. I can't defend my life unless I speak. But I'll set down my harp, and I will bend the knee, if you'll set down your sword within its sheath. But the king he drew his blade, and he struck at Willie's breast, and the hot heart's blood it spilled upon the floor. So now your tongue of glass will moulder in the clay, and no lady's ear will turn for it the more. But it is one final song will I sing before my king, then your lady's ear will turn for me no more. But it is one final song will I sing within this hall, then bury me without the castle door. A curse fall on your house, a curse fall on your wine, curse fall on each ear beneath your crown. Not again shall music sound within this merry hall, before you both lie buried in the ground. So they carried him away, and they laid him in the clay, and his tongue of glass it gave no stir at all. But before the morning came, the king and lady died, and the requiem was sung within their hall.
After Lauren Oxford came Sean Healy with Pipe Tunes from the Highlands from Edge of the Bow. Rob Nagin Bards after that with Ye Jacobites by Name from Real Men Wear Kilts. Then came My Ain True Love by Aaron's Call from Toos. And we finished up the set with a fantastic song by Jesse Ferguson that was Willie o' the Glass Tongue from his album The Bard of Cornwall. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. And it's just $1 per episode. Hopefully that is super easy to make happen, though, of course, if you are financially strapped, I recommend you do not support the podcast in the way. You can listen for free, but it is always greatly appreciated when I can get some financial support for the show, too, because this is how I keep it going each and every week. A special thanks to our Celtic legends in particular, Bill Mandeville, Marty Myers, Megan Walker, Dan McDade, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Gary R. Hook, Linda McNeil, Kelly Garrod, Annie Lorkowski, and Sean Calley. And of course, Gary is our newest Celtic legend. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Here is your three-step plan to support the show. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Oh, and don't forget to sign up to the Celtic Invasion Vacations mailing list if you want to find out where we are going in 2024. Next up is Karen Matheson with Laurel to a Wreath. It's from her album, Still Time.
You cry.
of a battle, his chanter did rattle and fill the air with our healing tunes. And not to be outdone, Crockett soon begun to play on his fiddle too. McGregor's Highland pipes he play when the enemy bid his tone. Davy Crockett too with his fiddle too on the streets of San Antonio. McGregor's Highland pipes he play when the enemy bid his tone. Davy Crockett too with his fiddle too on the streets of San Antonio. We'll be right back.
ship it sails in half an hour to cross the broad Atlantic. Me friends are standing on the quay in grief and sorrow frantic. I'm just about to sail away on the good ship John O'Leary. Anchors weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. So it's goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up and I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. In my old kick bag, here I have cabbage, spuds and bacon. In my nap, the finest fare to ease your belly aching. If the ship it starts to pitch and toss, well, I'll leap very quickly. I'll throw me bundle on me back and I'll walk to New York City. So it's goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. Anchors weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up and I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Sure love me, of course I'm speculating. I'll oil them well with Shiner Bock, and they'll love the way we'll treat them. And is deep in love with Molly Burke, and the lass is fond of clover. When I get there, I'll send for more that says she will come over. So it's goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up and I have no more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. So it's goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up and I have more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. So it's goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat, goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weighed, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. And now the steam is rising up and I have more to say. I'm bound for New York City, boys, 3,000 miles away. Oh!
After Karen Matheson came the Tom Fooligans with McGregor's Pipes. Chance the Arm came after that with Jug of Punch from All in Good Time. And we finish up the set with Goodbye Mick and Goodbye Pat by River Driver from their album Traces. Make your voice heard. Vote in the Celtic Top 20. Of course, voting, we all know, is super important. It is super easy to vote in the Celtic Top 20 for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and you will help us find the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2023. Please, if you are a patron of the podcast, you can vote right now. Just head on over to the show notes for show number 607. At the top of the show notes, there's a vote now link. Just click that. You can head on over to Patreon and you can vote for the latest episode. All right, we are going to finish up the show with Slugger's Rule. This is Newery Highwaymen from their album Greatest Hits Volume 2. I hope you have a magnificent week. I will be back next Thursday. Sláinte.
the shutters and bade them night. And I carried the gold on to me heart's delight. And I carried the gold on to me heart's delight. Son, me wife she cried, now I am undone. Me mother tore her gray locks and cried, it's in the cradle he should have died. It's in the cradle he should have died. Six highwaymen to carry me. Give them broad swords and sweet liberty. Give them broad swords and sweet liberty. Six pretty maidens to bear my call. Give them white roses and garlands all. And when I'm dead, they'll speak the truth. He was a wild and wicked youth. He was a wild and wicked youth.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find a link to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of our Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.